share the same opinions about the way things ought to be. So many cultures and religions, so many visions of what it means to be free. But we all live under the same sky and look upon the very same stars. I can't help but wonder why can't we accept each other just the way we are? We come from everywhere, we're all immigrant sons and daughters, children of the world, crossing land and sea and borders to form a more perfect union here. The quest of humanity, our common destiny. One nation, one people, one family on this earth. And as Dr. King once said, love will have the final word. The final word. When Abe Lincoln signed the Emancipation, he restored a noble truth. No man is born to be enslaved, held down or subjugated by a different set of rules. And black or white, straight or gay, Christian, Muslim, Jew, one truth is calling on us all to rise up, make this world a better place, like they did in East Berlin when they tore down the wall. We come from everywhere, we're all immigrant sons and daughters, children of the world, crossing land and sea and borders to form a more perfect union here. The quest of humanity, our common destiny. One nation, one people, one family on this earth. And as Dr. King once said, love will have the final word. We don't need another treaty, another summit or debate, more expert opinions from political heavyweights. What we need is faith in each other. Come on, let's lift up our sisters and brothers. We come from everywhere, we're all immigrant sons and daughters, children of the world, crossing land and sea and borders to form a more perfect union here. The quest of humanity, our common destiny. One nation, one people, one family on this earth. And as Dr. King once said, love will have the final word. The final word is gonna be love. It's got to be love. No more hatred, no more violence. We've got to stand up and break the silence. We've got the right to live in peace and harmony, and not be judged for who we love, who we're meant to be. Yeah, the final word is gonna be love.